Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their annual meeting is Saturday, August 24th. Live streaming beginning at 2 o'clock, and you can register in person or by phone at the local office the week of August 19th. Why would you want to register? It's a live web stream, right? Well, when you register, your name is entered into a drawing for various giveaways. Find out more at mte.com/annual meeting. We're going to talk a little bit about MTE here in just a second with our pal James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here this morning. We're going to talk about that and some college student scams as well. It's that time of the year. James, good morning to you.
Morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good. Doing good. So you're partnering with MTE once again for Coffee Connections.
Yeah. Actually, United Communications and Middleton. United Communications and it's going to be at MTE.
Mm-hmm.
So in their new building. So I have been to their new. If you haven't been to their new space yet, it's a treat overall just to get there and see their new space that is great for events and that kind of stuff in the community. And this is the second or third one I think we've done over there. And it's just an outstanding event they have on the second floor over there. And
now United Communications, that's kind of their internet company.
Yes. United Communications also a BBB Torch Award winner last year.
Oh, why?
Yeah. So big kudos to United Communications and Middle Tennessee Electric. Also sponsored in their Rotary Club of Murfreesboro, the Lunch Rotary Club is going to be there talking about a little bit about what Rotary does for the community and overall. But the big thing about this Coffee and Connections is it's a networking event. And so it'll start at 7:30 and we'll do some networking. But our featured speaker educational series is going to be the Tennessee Small Business Development Center. And so it's really surprising how many people do not know what the Small Business Development Center does. They have a lot of resources that helps businesses either get started or sustain their business or get their marketing going, and it's all free. And it's part of MTSU. MTSU hosts the Small Business Development Center here in Murfreesboro.
Which is in the Chamber of Commerce building, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, this whole thing is just about, you know, getting businesses going, or if you have a business, sustaining the business. You know, getting the business started can kind of be overwhelming at first. So what they can do is they can help people write business plans and find funding and get resources, make sure you have the right licenses to do the things you do. Make sure that, you know, if you're trying to get into a business that might have some speed bumps or unexpected licensing and stuff that you're supposed to have, they can make sure that you get what's right and you don't get in trouble. You know, then what they do is they can help you start and grow the business with some marketing and some strategies, maybe hiring employees or managers, help analyze the market on what you might expect out of the business, or maybe point you in a direction. And then once you get it all going, they help you sustain that business overall. You know, if you take a look at it, just in 2023, they had almost 14,000 hours of training that they gave to the community, and about $80 million in infused capital that they've got in there. And so the satisfaction rate on people that use the Small Businesses Development Center is about 94%. And so it's hosted by MTSU, and it's an accredited member of the National Association of Small Business Development Centers. It's funded in part through a cooperative agreement between the U.S. Small Business Association, mm-hmm. so the SBA, with participating universities and colleges and regional support partners. So every one of the Small Business Development Centers have a college attached to it. And so here in Murfreesboro, it's MTSU. And so they cover not just Rutherford County, but they cover about 14 counties. I could be wrong. There could be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they're all over their place. They're over in Franklin and Maury County and, you know, south of here. So this event we're having on Monday, August 12th, 7:30 a.m. at Middle Tennessee Electric. Coffee and connections, come out, network, learn more about the Small Business Development Center. I think people can go to WGNS website and they can get the QR code to RSVP to make sure that we have enough coffee for everybody that's going to be there. You know, we've just talked about coffee and, you know, being awake. So it's a great event. It's just, this is, you know, another one that we've had in a series. And so it's going to be a great event overall.
Are you doing about every 2 months or so, every quarter or something like that?
Yeah, right now we're kind of scheduling every 2 months out. It looks like the next one we're going to have is going to be in October.
Okay.
And then we're kind of lining them up for every 2 months going forward. Businesses who would like to have a coffee and connections at their business, they can contact me, jprice@gobbb.org. And I could walk them through what it would like to have coffee and connections at their place. And not only as a networking event, but we can talk about, well, what kind of educational series would you like to give the people who come? And we've done sales event, we've done marketing events, we're doing this. Just not your normal networking event. We want to make sure that business not only connect with the community, but let's give an educational piece out there, not only the businesses who are sponsoring it, but, you know, it's like I was telling the group today, is you want people to learn more about their business and you want people to grow and thrive, because there's a lot of businesses that depend on other businesses to stay afloat.
Right.
So you don't want your vendors going out of business. And if you think that they're struggling, maybe what they need to do is go to the Small Business Development Center and let them help you boost your and sustain their business along the way.
Some good information there. And again, this is on Monday, and on the podcast for today's show, I'll put a link to the sign up for or registration for that. So Coffee and Connections on Monday, 7:30 a.m. over at MTE, just off of right there on New Salem Highway. James Price with the Better Business Bureau joining us, and we've got 7 or 8 minutes here to talk about some college scams to avoid. It's that time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we try to cover this every year when school starts, and of course college students, they're putting out a lot of money in the first place, and then sometimes they're away from home from the first time and they get offers and they get tempted to do certain things. People are going to be fishing for your personal information. They want your email. So whether you're starting school away from home or you're a young student, just, you could be vulnerable to scams, and BBB recommends you watch out for some of these. So we just want to kind of go through some of these really quick. The first one that comes up on the list is fake credit cards. Offers to apply for first credit cards are tempting for many students. And I can tell you, when I first went to college, first day of class, there was credit card companies on campus giving out t-shirts when you applied for your credit card.
I don't think they can do that anymore, but I remember this very same thing.
Yeah, don't do it. Do not get a credit card. I mean, as tempting as it may be that, you know, to get a credit card, you say, I'm only going to use it for emergencies, or I'm not going to buy anything big. And I'll never forget.
Then there are always emergencies in college.
Yeah, so, you know, I was working for a company at one time. So I actually worked for Radio Shack for 30 years. I was a region district manager for them. I actually ran the largest markets in the corporation for them. And I remember I didn't have a Radio Shack credit card. And my wife said, well, you need to get one. I said, well, no, we don't. And she goes, you should. You're an executive with the company, so you should have a credit card. And I said, no, we're not. She goes, well, I promise you I won't buy anything big. And I kind of broke down, and I said, okay. So got the credit card, and about 3 or 4 months later, I look at it, and she's maxed the limit. And I didn't even know it. And I worked there. And I said, what did you buy? And she goes, nothing big.
Nothing big.
Nothing big. She told me in the first place I wasn't going to buy anything big. And she didn't. But she just bought a whole bunch of little stuff. And then in the end, you know, now you get a credit card bill that you're going.
Right.
And most of the time you really don't need those. So students, please think twice about getting a credit card when you go out there. Too Good to Be True apartments. This is another big one that I face here at BBB. I can't tell you, every year when school starts, I usually get two dozen calls from either parents out of state or students looking for an apartment. And I tell them go to BBB.org, because there are apartment complexes here in Murfreesboro that if you look them up on BBB, they have an F rating. Mm-hmm. And you can read why they have an F rating.
Sure.
And it may be, they may be trying to sell you a bill of good ones when you go in there. But, you know, then the other thing too is, like, once you get in there, you know, I've had complaints come in where, you know, the carpet was moldy or the air conditioning systems was moldy, and then the landlords wouldn't do anything about it. So if you're looking for a place to stay, as coming to college here at MTSU, I would highly, highly recommend go to BBB.org and look at apartments in the area, or houses for rent, rooms for rent, that kind of stuff. A lot of them will be on there. And if they're bad, it'll probably donate them. Now, be denoted on the website. So, and not all of them. So if you run into a situation where you come across a bad deal on something, go to BBB.org and you can file a complaint, and we can warn other people about that going, just kind of like the scams. Another one is ID theft. Be sure to start practicing healthy money habits. Regularly checking your credit report, unusual activity, possible fraud. Just kind of watch that overall. Scholarship and grant scams. You know, people find out you're going to school, so what they're going to do is they're going to try and offer you scholarships and grants. And of course, one of the things they're going to do is they're going to be fishing for your personal information and that kind of thing. So just watch those, read reviews and complaints about the companies that are offering those on BBB. Contact the school's financial office for advice in regarding financing your education. And if you see a scholarship or grant opportunity, ask the placement office at the school or the financial office if they've had a problem with that one in the past. Online shopping scams, it doesn't just affect everybody else, but students as well. You know, make sure that you're looking at that overall. Another one is test preparation scams. Scammers pretend that the company can help the student pass exams, and once a student corresponds with the companies, the scammers use the messages to blackmail students into sending funds or fear of being expelled for cheating. Don't use them.
That's the easy way out, right?
Yes. And then awareness of current scams. You know, as tech savvy as college students are, you know, a surprising number of scams reported to Scam Tracker on BBB, students don't even look at them before it's too late. And so the latest scam information can be found on BBB.org. You go to BBB.org, you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a bunch of links down there, and you can see some of the scams that happen here in our community. So watch that. Just avoid the things that could be ID theft, or you just got to be on your guard. I mean, you're going sure. to a big university, so.
Well, and a lot of those students may not know what, if they're not from the area, they don't know of the particular scams that are in the area, and Scam Tracker is a good place to keep up with those.
Absolutely. MTSU is a great university. There's a lot of good universities around Middle Tennessee. I know we just happen to be right here in the heart of True Blue, and we want to make sure that you know, people are taken care of along the way.
Some good information. School for MTSU is right around the corner. We just started, city and county schools went back today. And so, it is definitely that time of the year. James, Coffee and Connections, just one last quick reminder about that. It is on Monday, 7:30, and it's hosted over at MTE and United Communications. That's on New Salem. And register. I'll put the link on the website, but register. It is Coffee and Connections. So.
Coffee and Connections. Or you can email me at jprice@gobbb.org or go to WGNS's website. There's a lot of good information on that website you can find.
Yeah, I'll get the podcast posted up there. And if you miss the first part of our conversation about this Coffee and Connections, you'll want to be a part of it as the Small Business Development Center is featured. If you missed that, you can check it on the podcast as well. James, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks.
That's James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here this morning, and that is it for the show. Want to thank you for joining us. And again, that podcast will be up shortly. Don't forget, go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where you can hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.